Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
Greetings, fellow travelers. Brace yourselves for a unique experience as we unearth a hidden treasure from the Shortwave Kitsch Vault. This episode is no ordinary journey into the past. It's a lost recording, a piece of history that may not boast the usual pristine sound quality. We've salvaged the best possible snippets to bring you a raw and authentic encounter with the less-than-perfect transmissions of yesteryear. So, adjust your expectations, embrace the crackles, and let the nostalgia flow. Enjoy!
WSWK! Hello and welcome, brave listeners. With open arms and hearts full of love and laughter, turn the lights down, sit back, and relax. We'll all share the fun, the frivolity, and a slew of other F-words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you've discovered Shortwave Kitsch. So let's start tonight like we do every night. Let us lift our voices for you in song. The music of the night drifts from the airwaves right into your ears. Purveyors of tunes and tones, take it away.
The trumpet blares, your eyes just stare. Jump out of bed, you fix your head. It's just another day, say howdy hey in the army. You're running miles, can't compromise. Getting yelled at by your sergeant. You can resist getting this militaristic twist in the army. Now, you may think this is a simple blink that you'll be saved from all your troubles and woes, but think again, you're owned by them and you may literally never make it out alive. Who knows? Let's hope we do make brothers too in the army. You work and work, don't be a jerk. You run and gun, it's so much fun. On a day like this, it's simply bliss in the army. In the army. Oh, yeah.
It's 1942. There's only one man on Earth who can save us. A man with extra intelligence. But before that, we need to take a quick moment for a word from our sponsor. I've got an inkling that there's a tinkling little jingle right around the corner. Ladies, prove me right.
Knock, knock.
Come on in if you must.
Say, Walt, why the long face?
Our wives left us, Stan.
Trust me, I know.
The thing is, I don't have anyone to make me breakfast.
And that's the hardest part of it, Walt. After all, breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
That's what everyone at work says, but I can't seem to make it work.
Say, Walt.
Yeah, Stan?
Have you heard about the new pop-up bread toaster on the market?
No, I haven't, but I already have a toaster. What's so special about this one?
Well, for starters, it pops up your toast automatically when it's done, so you never have to worry about burnt toast again. This is the Liberty Loafer from Victory Electronics.
I thought you hated making toast.
Oh, I still hate making toast, among so many other things. But ever since the divorce, I've had to learn how to fend for myself in the kitchen. Besides, who's gonna feed me? My kids? I don't think so.
I'm in the same boat. understand. Not the kid thing, though. Thank the Lord above, Carol and I never started a family, because she might have taken the children with her, or even worse, left them with me. So, what have you been making for breakfast?
Well, I've been trying to keep it simple. Just toast and coffee, you know?
And you don't burn the coffee? Because mine always tastes like smoldering potatoes, but... And it's incredibly viscous.
Geez, Walt. Starting to see why Carol left.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Let me tell you, Walter, this pop-up toaster has been a lifesaver. It's so easy to use, even I can make perfect toast every time.
I'm intrigued, Stanley, but I'm not sure I'm ready to commit to a new toaster just yet. Commitment is so hard right now.
Come on, Walt. You know you need one, and if you act now, you can get it at a discounted price.
Are you selling these or something, Stan? I'm confused.
Not at all.
Fine. I guess it couldn't hurt to take a look.
That's the spirit, and who knows? Maybe with your new pop-up toaster, you'll be able to impress the ladies with your cooking skills.
I just confided in you that I've got commitment issues.
Well, with this toaster, anything is possible. So what do you say, Walter?
I say, show me how it works.
Sure. You simply slip the plain old bread in these slots, press the lever down, and in seconds, just a few seconds, maybe a few more seconds.
Is it broken?
It's brand new and made with only the finest parts that their associate, Dr. Clutterbuck, could provide.
It's still not working.
I see that, but don't worry. It will.
I'm tired of waiting.
Just a smidgen longer.
You sound like Carol. I've got a knife. I'm going to pry it out.
No, you can't put a metal knife in an electric appliance. Walt? Walt?
Yeah?
Oh, good. You're doing fine.
Great, actually. I'll take two of these fine Liberty loafers.
You won't regret it, Walt. This is a game changer.
I can't wait to see what else they come up with. Maybe they'll invent a robot that can cook this
breakfast in bed. That's a dream I can get behind, Walt.
Toast your bread, toast your buns, Liberty Loafer, second to none.
The Liberty Loafer from Victory Electric, another fine Clutterbuck collaboration. If you don't see the V for victory, keep shopping. And now, we return to the wartime tales of extra intelligence. When the red tide washes over the shores of Germany in the form of the Third Reich, those always watching, always vigilant allies to the side of right and good, prepare for war. With the world in chaos, it's up to those brave souls to take action. Some choose not to put themselves on the front lines, but are still willing to be the first line of defense. Some decided to place themselves behind enemy lines.
That's where I come in.
Castor Lovis rises through the ranks of the Nazi intelligence. Little do they know that he's working for the Americans to topple this violent scourge.
I swear to thwart this evil empire by any means necessary.
And he has me by his side to watch his back.
How can you watch my back if you're by my side?
You already had your introduction. It's my turn, Cass.
Sorry.
With his faithful sidekick, Jonas Graf, following behind.
Now I get it.
Castor will take on the world, or at least the Axis of Evil.
We'll throw that axis right off kilter.
Yes, sir.
While some possess an average intellect, Castor Lovis is blessed with extra intelligence.
Oh, stop.
Tonight's episode, no job is finished until the paperwork is done. After a well-deserved rest, Castor Lovis and his young roommate, Jonas Graf, take time off in the evening to unwind and relax.
Hey, Jonas.
Yes, Cass?
What are you up to?
A friend smuggled in the latest Pep and Whiz comics from the States. Why the Nazis don't love the picture books as much as I do is beyond me.
Why don't you be a sport and grab me a scotch and soda? Maybe a cigar to pair with it?
But I'm just about to find out if Lee Sampson wins his major bout.
Lee Sampson can wait.
Can he, though?
You're my ward, and as such...
What's a ward?
It's, I'm a protector of sorts, and you, well, that's not important. What is important, my drink and cigar after a long day's work?
You think you've had a long day? Try organizing a child network of kids to undermine the German military.
Drink and cigar, please.
No rest for the weary, I guess.
Are you seriously quoting John Calvin to me right now?
You don't know the meaning of the word ward, but you can recite Calvin doctrine?
I'm an alien, not a heathen.
Drink and cigar. Here you go, mister.
You don't have to call me Mr. Jonas. We talked about this.
You sure? Because it certainly feels like I'm a guest in my own home.
When you're older, you'll understand.
If you say so.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh was never good.
The young Jonas Graf was correct. Uh-oh is never good. This was no exception. Castor flashes back to earlier that day.
Castor Lovis. Yes, I live and breathe. It has been a dog's age since I've seen you.
It certainly has, Wolfgang.
And what was it that you were singing?
Good old Johann Sebastian. Love it.
You're a real chip off the old Bach.
Wow. Just Bach.
I may have some Mahler hidden in my collection at home, but don't tell anyone. It's verboten. So, how are things going in intelligence?
Same old, solving problems, taking names.
Good, good.
What about you? Any breakthroughs in the SS sciences?
The SSS?
I see what you did there.
Ah, well, let me put it like this. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. I'm kidding.
Sure, because in today's climate, that can be taken literally.
Nothing as dire as all that, let me tell you. We've had breakthroughs left and right. There is a design we have been cooking up. You would not believe it. It'll kill so many people. It's exciting.
Sounds it.
All we need now is a power source, and we're in business.
And I will keep my fingers crossed that you get what you deserve.
What was that?
That you get what you need.
Ah, thanks for that, good buddy.
Back to the old grind, back to the ich dienst.
Castor, old friend, are you forgetting something?
Pardon?
Are these your things on the sink?
My keys.
And wallet?
Of course.
Why did you leave them on the sink?
I can't. You laugh. You really will.
Try me.
Yeah, okay. So I can't use the facilities with anything in my pockets.
Really?
Really, really.
That's not too strange.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I do it and I don't even fully feel comfortable with it.
A little secret? My wife would go to bed without socks. Says my feet are too cold and she doesn't know where they've been.
Now, that's something.
You're telling me? I thought about telling someone she's a secret spy. But when she makes her pork schnitzel, it's to die for. So, for now, she doesn't have to.
It's been great visiting with you, Wolfgang, but I must be getting back.
You must. Good. Until we meet again. Castor! You left your... Your... What exactly is this? Well, well, well. What have we here?
Later that evening, back at home, Castor tells Jonas of what he's recalled.
You mean to tell me you forgot a precious piece of alien tech in a Nazi bathroom?
None of us are perfect, Jonas.
Yeah, I guess, but this seems pretty important.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we need to get it back, and now.
But I just got settled.
Castor!
Fine, we'll get it back. But I don't think that can be done tonight.
Castor!
I'm serious, that place is locked up tighter than Eva Braun's delicates drawer. We can make plans tonight. Otherwise, we'll be executed long before our scheme will.
I guess I understand.
Good.
This plan, Caster, you do have something in mind, yes?
I think we simply approach the problem gingerly. Check the restroom first. If it's not there, I can approach Wolfgang. See if he might have picked it up.
And if not?
Then, Helvin, help us. Because the problem might be too big for only just the two of us to handle.
So you do believe in a higher power?
We don't have time for a metaphysical and spiritual discussion right now.
I'll remember that you would rather put yourself in harm's way with all sorts of physical threats before you want to talk about yourself or your personal belief system next time.
Now you're getting it, kid. Rest for now. Tomorrow we solve the issues of today.
Sure, sure. A good night's sleep always starts when a world-destroying artifact might end the world tomorrow.
It's not as dire as all that.
The very next morning at work, Castor searches the water closet high and low, but produces no results.
Nothing. That's not great. Jonas is right too much of the time for his own good. Flammable snipe! Guess I'll need to visit with my old friend Wolfgang after all.
And visit Wolfgang is just what he did. Castor would find him right outside his lab. But the warm reception from yesterday had grown far colder overnight.
Wolfgang, my old friend.
Criminal Obersecretar Lovis. Pleasure seeing you again so soon.
By the formalities, Wolfgang.
You've earned your title. And as well, enjoy it, might as well.
Yes, well, I would love to say my little visit is personal, but...
But it's not.
Not what?
Personal.
That's what I was about to say. I was hoping you could help
me. Our agencies always help each other.
That feels somewhat passive-aggressive, but sure. Then do, yes.
And if you needed to tell me something, since our agencies work together, you would tell me?
If I was allowed, why not?
Interesting.
Is it, though? As much as I have enjoyed talking to you, let's be honest. This conversation has gone past awkward and has a head-on collision with super string.
Interesting.
There's that word again. I'm going to cut to the chase. Yesterday, I might have left something in the washroom.
Interesting.
Sure. Did you find it by chance?
What was left again?
Nothing important. Mere trinket. A bauble, really. Only a curio.
Could you be more specific?
Well, it's a knick-knack, a doodad, possibly even a novelty.
Even more so?
You could call it a memento, a gimcrack. You might refer to it as a tchotchke?
The Russian composer?
You're thinking of Tchaikovsky.
Ah!
So, did you see my ornament?
I wasn't even looking for it. We were in the restroom, after all. It's a place of privacy.
No harm in asking. Thank you for your time. Okay.
Not a problem.
Be seeing you.
Not if I see you first.
As you wish.
Ben Castor! Secret, secret, Sarah, no fun.
Says the man working for a secret spy agency.
Aren't we all?
Castor rejoins Jonas that night to confide in the boy what he had found and also what he had not.
So you didn't find the device?
No.
But you think this Wolfgang guy has it?
Oh, yeah. That guy has it, all right. He's suspicious of me now. Either that or he ate something that completely changed his brain into mush. I did have an aunt once who, at the time that I ate a slug that could liquefy your skull and take over your body. It wasn't pretty. Neither was she. She has a mole on her left tentacle.
Great story, Cass. We don't have time for it right now, though. Tell me that you have an idea of how to get it back.
I have a plan, all right. Here's what I'm going to do.
Castor laid out his plan, piece by piece.
I'll arrive early in the morning before anyone else is in the office building.
Isn't there almost always someone in the office?
Around? Yes. In? Not so much. I can time it so none of the officers are protecting the perimeter city.
If you say so, I've heard you get up in the middle of the night with only an obstacle course of wet towels and doorways, and somehow you manage to clink into a bunch of pots, pans, and wind chimes.
We don't even own wind chimes.
Exactly my point.
If you don't mind, I'd like to continue.
Be my guest.
After I sneak in that morning, I'll bury a small explosive under Wolfgang's parking space. It won't go off until I need it to, and I won't need it until later.
Are you sure?
I can detonate it at a distance.
But how? Alien science and whatnot, I got it.
Once this is done, I'll enter the building. I'll make my way to the science offices and pick the lock. And then I'll find the item.
This nondescript yet life-altering thing.
We make powerful stuff on my planet. What can I say?
And once you're in the lab?
I'll grab the item. From there, I'll mix some chemicals. Then I'll break a few beakers. This will, of course, garner some recognition, but I'll sneak out. The ceiling above should work. I'll shift a few things around, walk through the attic above the space, come out in my office without attracting any other unwanted attention.
You're still in the building and a suspect.
That's what the buried explosive is for. Wolfgang will arrive, come in the building, and big bang and a very intentional boom. I'll sneak out and re-enter a little bit later. He'll think I've just arrived. Wolfgang will be safe, the car will be toast, and everything will be as it should.
That's elaborate.
Mama didn't raise no slouch.
Huh?
A slouch is a gigantic star squid with eyes that ooze tears of acid.
Good. A new thing to haunt my nightmares.
Sorry. What do you think?
If this doesn't work?
It's going to work.
But if it doesn't, I'll reach out to some friends of mine on the streets. See if we can't formulate a backup.
Waste of your time, if you ask me.
Let's hope it is.
Castor began executing his ploy as promised. Everything was going off with no issues whatsoever. That was until he reached the vessel, which he believed contained the lost item, which he hoped to find. But instead found out...
It's not here. Why is it not here? It should be here, and yet... No.
Castor makes his way back to his office. Again, not finding what he hoped. Yet another problem miraculously materializes, metaphorically speaking.
Hello, Miss.
Oh, okay. During wartime, not the most comforting idea. Sneaking into someone's office and jumping out at them.
You can't honestly say in good conscience that I jumped out at you.
I was certainly surprised.
Surprise and ambushed are two different things.
So you admit that you ambushed me?
I was only saying that you were implying. That's what I was saying.
Isn't that implying that I was implying?
Possibly. But what I mean is, enough! These games must come to an end.
No one's playing games, Wolfgang. I don't know what you think I've done or am doing, but I promise.
Your promises mean nothing. Let me tell you what's happened, and then what will happen. I found your little toy after our conversation in the Badesima. Where it comes from is beyond my current understanding, but I will soon harness its true potential. For my associates and I have designed a glorious machine dedicated to the utter destruction of the enemy. That wasn't a source on Earth powerful enough to make this dream of death a reality. Until your gizmo fell into my lap.
Probably not the best choice of words, considering that moments earlier you were sitting on the job.
Silence! Thanks to you, the faces of Rushmore will be replaced with Hitler's visage. And my face will be carved right next to his.
You'll never get away with this.
Famous last words. Have you any last words, Herr Lovish, before you are dragged from your office and placed in front of the firing squad?
I thought my other last words were famous. Now you want my less famous ones?
Oh, amused you must be with yourself. That's fine for now, but soon I will be the one laughing. For behold, the face of your destroyer and... this? Wait. Hold on a second. It must be here somewhere, actually. If you stay right here, I've got to grab something in my office. Maybe my car. Just go to your heels here.
Wolfgang Klein rushed from Castellovis' office and was never seen or heard from again. Clovis himself, however, arrived home to find Jonas Graf waiting for a full report.
Did it go all right?
It did not.
But you got back the device.
Oh, no. I forgot all about the device.
Don't see how that happened, considering it was the whole purpose of today's near theatrical program.
This is no time to be so glib. Quick, we need to... hold on. You don't seem to be in any way thrown by my lack of success.
Let's just say you weren't the only one who was trying to solve this little problem.
While Jonas believed in Castor, who took him in and takes care of him, the boy had a plan of his own, employing a group of other kids displaced by the system, looking to get back at those they blamed for ruining their country.
My friends and I have a pretty good handle on where most important SS officers and scientists are most of the time. Others mostly ignore us and think we're just, well, kids. After you told me that you confronted Klein and he wasn't forthcoming, I knew that he wouldn't trust you being in the same building with the thingamajig. He would take it home.
That makes perfect sense. That's why I didn't find it in the lab this morning.
We would have to distract him and snatch it away when he least expects it.
You didn't.
No, no, no. Those that know me know that you would have taken me in, but others can walk right up and ask.
Please, sir. May I have a few coins for some food?
Get away from me, du Einseiler!
He shoved the kid right to the ground, but not before.
He could pickpocket the thing from his pocket.
Your distractions were perfect. They just didn't work in the way you were hoping.
I can't believe you pulled an Oliver Twist.
And I assure you, even watching from a distance, Herr Klein was absolutely twisted when he couldn't find what he was looking for after confronting you.
Castor congratulates his ward on a job well done.
I guess that's all that's left to say is congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you.
But
there's always a but.
I still need that cigar.
Fine.
And the device?
Here you go. What does this thing do anyway? A two-time communicator? A mind scrambler? Oh, is it a matter mutator?
The cigar, and I'll tell you.
As you requested?
Watch.
It's...
A lighter, yeah.
You mean to tell me the future of the human race depended on us getting back a Zippo?
A fancy one, but a lighter all the same.
Wolfgang would have loved to have seen this.
By the way, what ever happened to that guy?
You told me he had records by Mahler. Heinrich Himmler probably didn't like finding out he had a collection of music written by Jewish people. Nazis don't love that. Go figure.
I guess you could say we really set his world on fire.
Can you believe what you've witnessed here, Mr. and Mrs. America? Castellovis fights the Germans for the greater good and all that is America. Could he be from a hostile race ready to conquer this planet?
Probably not, but who knows?
A visitor from another planet with an agenda? We can't tell you that, because then you might not come back. We would miss you. So, tune in next time for Extra Intelligence.
Billy, you've got to stop. You're making me blush.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of our broadcast day. But we can't leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye. We all just smile and sigh. And now we all sing.
Until next time, the laughter, the tears, the anger, the fears, we come together until we part. It's such sweet sorrow.
And so for now we say,
until next time, we love you.
next time. We'll be waiting here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production, produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There, you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.